Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
Was it?
I really enjoyed the new Superman film. I thought there was nothing in it that seemed wildly out of character, unlike some other Superman adaptations. I think it was fun. It was funny. It doesn't take itself too seriously as so many superhero movies do.
Sure.
I actually would have, if I didn't have other plans this past weekend, I would have probably gone to see it again on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good.
It was very good.
Yeah,
well cast.
Yeah,
Superman was great. Lois Lane was great. Lex Luthor was great. Some of the like the robots, the voices that they cast for the robots were great. I'm a big fan. I kind of held off. Like there was some like Todd bought one of the Roosevelt button up shirts. Kind of held off because I just didn't want to, you know, spend $70 on a shirt that wasn't sure the movie was going to be good. But I think I'm going to probably get something now that I know that the movie's good. But
Just buy a book. You don't need to wear a Superman shirt.
Well, and that's the other thing. I've never been a big fan of people that wear a Superman shirt. No, I'm not even just going to get the S on my chest. That's kind of a little weird. But yeah,
when I lived in Boston, I had this fun thing kind of on my Instagram account back when I used to have social media, and I would just capture pictures of people like randomly that I would encounter, not only in Boston, but like in New York and other places that had like a Superman shirt or a Superman hat or a Superman tattoo. Yeah. And, you know, I would just sort of say like, sometimes Superman is your post office delivery guy. Sometimes Superman is a teacher riding the subway, right? Like, because I would ask the person, I say like, can I take a picture? This is what I do. And they were like, yeah. And it was kind of basically saying that everybody is Superman. And so like, surprisingly, a lot of people really like that feature.
Yeah.
And that was just like my own stupid personal Instagram. It wasn't even like a separate account for it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, I've never liked to like really any superhero, but especially Superman, because it's very, to me, it's like, oh, you're saying you're Superman. It's like, I don't really think I want to do that. But
well, and he's also like all of his merch is always just his logo too. Like you don't see much else outside of the S.
Yeah. I really like the Roosevelt's t-shirt that they have that's just has Crypto on it, the dog. I kind of want to just get that shirt because Crypto is one of probably my favorite characters in the movie. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, here we are. So this is the High Five Podcast, right? Do you want to just kick us off, Jay?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the High Five Podcast. The show where we give our top five favorites on a new topic every episode. I'm Jay, and I'm joined, as always, by Rob and Caleb. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic. Can't complain.
It's going super.
Like Superman?
Yeah.
Today's topic is a fun one. This is Rob's topic that he chose last week, and it's misheard song lyrics. You know, the lyrics you swore were right when you heard them on the radio in the 80s or the 90s as a kid, and, you know, this was before the age of internet where you could just look it up. And, like, I even found, like, a lot of these songs I never even knew the titles of as a kid because I didn't have the album. Right. I didn't have the tape or the record or whatever. And so, like, you just hear songs completely out of context and they just be on the radio. And so a lot of the ones that I came up with, and we talked about this a little bit, Rob, is, like, some of the misheard lyrics are the actual title of the song.
Right. And those I don't believe, but yeah, so.
But in that context, I started thinking about it more, and I kind of agree with some of them. Not, I mean, some of them are pretty obvious, but yeah. So what do you guys think? Like, where were a lot of your misheard lyric songs found? Are they more current? Are they older? Are they radio songs? Or are they like, where were some of yours found?
Caleb, I'm going to let you take that away.
So, mine's a little bit of a mix. So two of my five are ones that I've known that the lyrics aren't what they are, but mm-hmm. it's fun to sing the song
yeah.
with the wrong lyrics. So that's what I put on, you know, yep. You'll see when we get there. But then three of them are ones that they're older-ish songs that I had no idea I was singing wrong and for a long, long time until, you know, the last little bit. In fact, my number one song, I didn't know I was mis-singing until last week.
Okay.
That's perfect. Well, so as I was discussing this topic with a few folks, a couple of different people actually had recommended that I go to YouTube and look for Peter Kay misheard lyrics. Now, I didn't know who Peter Kay was, but I ended up enjoying a lot of his comedy videos this past weekend.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. So the reason why we picked this topic is last time we met, we did karaoke songs, and Peter Kay opens up his thing talking about how you'll be standing there singing karaoke and suddenly realize that the lyrics
you want to sing are
completely wrong. So yeah. He has this great bit that says, I listened to it this weekend, and it's from We Are Family, and he convinced me that it's let me staple the vicar. And I actually, to the point where I had to play We Are Family and look up the lyrics to realize that it was actually Just Let Me State for the Record. But, you know, Peter Kay kind of convinced me. So there are some of them I do find, you know, ones that are like commonly listed online. I kind of find disbelievable, like a Virgin Touched for the 31st time.
Yeah. I saw that one.
That seems like a little slut shaming toward Madonna. you know, Take Me Down to the Very Nice City, even though the song is called Paradise City. And I think the most egregious one that I still don't find believable is, and then I saw her face, do 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 do. Now I'm gonna leave her. I'm like, well, I think the song is called I'm a Believer. So, but as we go through some of these choices, we will kind of hit at how and why I've misheard some of these. All five of these are definitely choices that come from my own experience. And then this topic, I've got actually quite a few honorable mentions. So
yeah. The one thing I'll add as an aside to one of Caleb's top points was that, you know, I've talked about this before. I spent a lot of years working on construction job sites. And when you're on a job site, you don't always get to pick what you're listening to. And because of that, a lot of you would make up alternate lyrics because you either hated a song or it's been played for five times today already. And so you're just kind of over it. And so like you would just come up with alternate lyrics. So definitely has happened a lot. I don't know specifically my top five. Yeah, there might be one or two that was kind of born that way. But super excited to get into this with you guys. So since it was your topic, Rob, why don't you start with your number five?
Okay. All right. So my number five is an interesting situation. This is a song that anyone listening has never heard. I have a friend of mine who lives in Ann Arbor and is a few years older than me, named Ann Doyle. And she actually had a professional music career kind of as a side gig from her job working in technology. And Ann recorded an album. And one of the very first times I saw her perform at the Arc, which is a longstanding famous folk venue in Ann Arbor, she and I went for a walk afterwards, and I was like, you know, I really like this song that you have called Lucky One. I said, you know, the cadence and the lyrics are great. And I started singing the lyrics. So I said, Heaven help me get this right. Let me be the lucky one tonight. And this is the songwriter saying, those aren't the lyrics. But she did add, but those are better. So this is the tricky part, is that if you have any sense of poetry and any sense of writing and any sense of literature, you can get yourself into trouble, because what the song actually is this. Heaven help me. So she doesn't rhyme. She doesn't say this right, lucky one tonight. She says, help me, heaven, help me get this right. Let me be the lucky one this time. But she even said, it would have probably been better if she had closed the loop and rhymed that refrain. So that's an example of that will kind of carry on to my other choices, where I sometimes think I wrote something better than what was actually written, and it's also embarrassing to tell a writer that.
Yeah, I'm sure you felt a little exposed at that point. But like, then oops. When she said that, then that kind of brought it back for you, at least.
Exactly.
She should have been like, oh yeah, that's right, and then just changed it from there on out.
Well, the problem is that she has an album that is on iTunes and Spotify, and so it's a little too late to change it now, but... I would have just given it to her. I don't know. I wouldn't have said. I wouldn't have said you had to pay me any royalty.
All right.
So that was now number five. That was "Lucky One" by Ann Doyle.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Why don't I'll go next, Caleb? That way you can wrap it up. Mine was a top 40 song. It was one of those that was played on the radio a lot. It was by Rihanna and Calvin Harris. The song is called We Found Love, which is kind of the beginning of the misheard lyric. But the misheard lyric is, the actual lyric is, we found love in a hopeless place. And we changed it to, we found love in a homeless place. So I'll let you just hear it real quick here. We found love.
So again, yours isn't that it was misheard. You guys changed the lyrics. Is that right?
It was kind of a little bit of both. I mean, it was like, okay. Oh, that kind of sounded like she said homeless. And I know she didn't say homeless, but it kind of is funny and kind of...
Well, maybe she did. I mean, Tracy Chapman says in the Fast Car that they'll move out of the shelter and get a better job. So, you know.
Well, that's kind of like, as I started thinking about it and writing for this, it was like, you know, it kind of a little bit of a rags to riches story. And so like, that's kind of a, you know, kind of a, something I might be here for. So, but yeah, it's definitely hopeless place, but it was just one that, heard top 40 probably five times in one day and just like, okay, you know, this needs to be rewritten a little bit just to make it more enjoyable. But yeah, that's my number five. It was one that was like one of the first ones I thought of when we brought up this topic. It's like, oh yeah, there's that song. So, yep. So, Caleb, what's your number five?
All right. So my number five, I will not play an audio clip because Rob, I know this band you don't like, so I won't make you have to listen to any of their music.
Is it Coldplay?
It is. It's Coldplay. Yep.
Is it Paradise?
It's Paradise. And it's
I hate that song.
One. I know. That's why I'm not playing it. You're welcome. Again, I know that it's Paradise. Everyone knows that it's Paradise, but it's just fun to sing it as a pair of dice, because it kind of sounds like it when he sings it. He kind of sounds like he's saying a pair of dice.
Para,
pair of dice. Yeah. So it's the way he breaks up paradise. It makes it sound like a pair of dice. So it's just, you know, that's the way I sing the song because it's funny to me and it makes the song a little bit more enjoyable, especially because everyone's heard that song a million and a half times. Yeah. So,
Well, and I think you're actually illustrating a really interesting point where when singers put the emphasis on the different types of vowels to fit a song structure and cadence, it does lend itself to
being
misinterpretations of the lyrics.
So that's my number five. Again, I won't play anything. I don't, you know, don't want to make you weep or anything. So,
no, it'll be fine. Paradise.
All right, Rob.
Just have that underlying the whole episode.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just so, like, a little bit of underscoring every time
I speak.
Yeah. gosh.
So, yeah, what's your number four, Rob?
Okay, my number four is an example of where we shouldn't feel bad when we mishear lyrics, because it happens to professionals. So this is a case of Fleetwood Mac, and the song is Seven Wonders. And specifically what happens is the songwriter Sandy Stewart recorded a demo, and she would record demos often for Stevie Nicks and what have you, and not include a lyric sheet. So in this example, the songwriter Sandy Stewart writes, all the way down you held the line. But Stevie Nicks sings, all the way down to Emmeline. Emmeline doesn't exist. It's not a real place. And yet she got songwriting credit, actually, right? So she kind of refused to change it and re-record it to correct it to all the way down you held the line. So then they keep it, and so she gets a fractional part of it. So now, of course, there's a lot of people who wondered, did Stevie Nicks do this on purpose? I don't think she did, but, you know, it's hard to prove or disprove, but it's shady nonetheless. But it's a perfect example where even a musician will fuck it up, and so we shouldn't feel bad when we fuck it up.
Yep.
So that was number four, Seven Wonders by Fleetwood Mac.
And also be stubborn enough to not fix it, right?
Exactly.
All right. So my number four is the song from, I think her name is Rosé. She's from the K-pop band Blackpink. It's Rosé and Bruno Mars, the song Apata. Or the chorus goes, "Meet me at the Apata," or something like that. But the verse where Bruno Mars comes in and sings, "It's whatever, it's whatever, it's whatever you like," and then he actually sings. It's funny because when you're in Apple Music, you're looking at the lyrics for this song. Half of it is in Korean, so I can't even tell where I'm at in the song.
Oh, now we're adding a whole new element. Foreign languages? Exactly. Come on, that's exactly. Not fair.
So I did not, before yesterday, I did not know what the actual lyrics were to the song. That's so like the La actual Bamba. Lyric is... The actual lyric is, it's whatever, it's whatever, it's whatever you like. Turn this appetite into a club. I'm talking drink, dance, smoke, freak, party all night. Gumbe, gumbe, go, what's up? It's whatever, it's whatever, it's whatever you like. Turn this apartment into a club. And then he says, what sounds like Gumby, Gumby, girl, what's up? And actually, in Korean, the word is pronounced Gumby, but I thought he meant like the 1960s stop-motion claymation character Gumby. But what Gumby, what Gundby in Korean means cheers, cheers. And so he's saying cheers, but I always thought he said Gumby, Gumby girl. Like she's like super, like stretch, you know.
Bendy.
Like, bendy, or like
she's very... a really bendy girl at the party.
I didn't know what it meant, but that's all I heard. It's like, why would Bruno Mars be singing in Korean? So yeah, that's my number four. Kind of crazy, but yeah, it's one of Vivian's favorite songs, and so like for a good 2-3 months it would be the song that she would want to hear on the way to school in the morning. So it's all I would hear. Gumby, Gumby girl, what's up? So
nice.
Yep.
And so yeah, what was that number four song again? A song and the artist? Because this is new to me.
It's Rosé and Bruno Mars. And the song is Apata. It's just APT, which apparently it's a drinking song. I don't know if it's Korean or what, but like there's an apartment drinking song And so that's what it's referencing, which I did not know either. But yeah, it is what it is. But APT is the song. You've probably heard it just in passing, like at the grocery store. Like, it's that popular of a song.
I don't know. I live in a small town. My grocery store is playing Lisa Loeb still, you know.
All right. So your foreign language remind me. I almost put Loser on here by Beck when he sings the verse in Spanish or whatever, because I didn't realize he was singing it in Spanish until I actually looked at the lyrics. Like, oh, he's actually singing it in Spanish. So
that's one of my honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. Got it. But no, so my number four is a song that I used to listen to a lot back in my younger days. And I didn't know I was singing it wrong. I think most people don't know that they're singing it wrong. I think in the last couple of years since it blew up on TikTok, people know now, and that is Blink-182's What's My Age Again? And like the first, second line or whatever is, I always thought it was I Walk Alone, and it's actually I Wore Cologne. But I didn't know that. It sounds like he's saying I walk alone, but the word is I wear cologne. So here, I can
I do too.
See if this will.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I wore cologne to get the feeling right. And I always thought it was, I walk alone to get the feeling right. But
yeah,
it makes sense.
I wouldn't have guessed that either, Caleb. I would have heard the same thing. Yeah.
And I only came across that because it was a blew up on TikTok a little while ago where people were like, you know, it's that I was today years old when I learned this. And that was one of them was I wore cologne.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I thought the lyric was. Yep. Cool. That's a good one. All right, Rob, what's your number three?
All right, so my number three kind of goes back to like our discussion of karaoke, that if you can't sing, pick someone that has a very well-known song who also cannot sing. And in this case, this is a singer who cannot enunciate. It's Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. Now, you have to understand that I have seen Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam either at Pearl Jam in concert or like think twice I've seen Eddie solo. So altogether 11 times. My brother is a big Pearl Jam fan. And the song that I didn't know until one time I was singing it out loud and my brother corrected me, but it's Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town. Now, some people have told me they thought that was Eddie at his most, the strongest enunciation.
I'm not my border. It's odd when you're stuck up on the shelf. I change by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream.
But I thought the lyric was, for I'm not my father, and he's saying, for I'm not my former. And I thought the lyrics went on to, it's hard when you're stuck upon yourself, small town forgets my face. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I actually thought the whole song was about returning to a small town. And then I realized as I finally looked up the lyrics that it's actually about a guy who's already out of town, never left, and somebody else is coming back. And so what he's actually saying is, I am not my former.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard when you're stuck upon the shelf. Now, why would I be stuck on a shelf? I'm not an elf. This isn't a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And he's singing small town predicts.
Food.
Right. Exactly. I'm not a Twinkie. I'm no longer a twink. Small town forgets my face is actually small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. So totally had the song backwards, inside out, wrong. Even in the beginning where it's like, all I thought it was All Seems Familiar here, and it's actually Haunting Familiar. So,
wow.
I can't place it either, Eddie.
Well, so, yeah.
I mean, that's my number three. Yeah. Elderly woman behind the counter in a small town by Pearl Jam. You know, like, look, maybe this song is his better in terms of his diction and enunciation, but I didn't include Yellow Ledbetter because that is the song famously known for not having any sense of words or lyrics.
Yeah.
And if you ever listen to a lot of bootleg Pearl Jams, as I tend to do, where Pearl Jam is live, you know, he's changing the lyrics up for Yellow Ledbetter all the time. So, but Elderly Woman is pretty consistent, and I was consistently wrong for many, many years.
That's a good one. All right. So my number three is a Charlie XCX song. If you know anything about me, I'm a big Charlie XCX fan. We've seen her a couple times in concert. And this one is a song that she put out over COVID. It's called Party For You. So this would fall into your category of songs where you wouldn't really believe that it's a misheard lyric, but she sings a lot of it. She's like, I'm about to party for you. Watch me party for you. And then she changes it to, I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you. And she's English, so it sounds like she's saying, I'm about to potty on you, watch me potty on you. And she sings it like 100 times in the course of the song. And so it's just the way she does not enunciate the R, and it literally disappears in the song. I'll dub it into this episode. Everybody will hear it, and everybody will think she's about to potty on you.
For you. I was hoping you would come through. It's true. Only do this party for you. For you. I'm about to party on you. Watch me party on you. Yeah.
But yeah, it's it's not even one of my favorite Charlie XCX songs, but it's popular right now because she just re-released the album. It never really got a full-fledged release during COVID. So it's popular.
Well, that's a
right
different
now.
Take on Yellow Ledbetter.
Exactly. So, yep, that's my number four, Charlie XCX, Potty on You.
Number three.
Oh yeah, sorry, number three. Party For You. Number three. Actually, the song is called Party, the Number Four You. That's kind of funny. But anyway, yep, that's my number three.
Nice.
Caleb.
All right, so my number three is another one and is the final one of the lyrics where I know what the actual lyrics are, but it's more fun to sing it with the wrong lyrics. It's one... my kids love to sing with the wrong lyrics, and they scream it out in the car. And that is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yes.
And we change Living on a Prayer to Lemon on a Pear. So some people say it sounds like Lemon on a Prayer. So that's what we change it to when we sing it out in the car. So it's Lemon on a Prayer. Again, I know it's Living on a Prayer. Everyone knows it's Living on a Prayer, but it's more fun to sing Lemon on a Prayer or Lemon on a Pear.
All right. I have another Bon Jovi as one of my honorable mentions that I honestly thought was the wrong lyric. So I'm excited to briefly tell you guys about that when we get to it.
Oh my.
Yeah. So that was our number threes. Rob, what you got for number two?
All right. So this is number two. If you were to ask me what is one of my favorite bands, I would say this band. If you were to ask me what is one of my top five albums, I would say it's this album. I'm going to see if I can play this audio clip. So you guys will probably know who this is, and tell me what you hear.
I don't pick up the side while you sleep, sleeps in a car.
never known okay. what that said. I know the song, but I've all never right. known what he said there.
So the song is The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight from REM's Automatic for the People. It's an excellent album. I thought he was saying the Sidewinder sleeps in a car, but apparently the Sidewinder sleeps in a coil.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a coil car. I thought he was saying, Tony, don't wake her. And he's saying, call me, don't try to wake her up. Yeah. Which, again, I'm hearing like...
He's skipping
I'm hearing
syllables.
Five syllables, and what he's supposed to be saying is eight syllables.
Yeah, he's
so there's like three syllables there that are missing from his enunciation. And what's interesting is that when I looked up things online, they were saying how many people thought he was saying calling Jamaica.
yeah, I would have guessed that.
Right?
But,
I mean,
and the Sidewinder sleeps in a coil makes sense because the Sidewinder is a snake, but like I would have never guessed that.
Right, right. So, yeah. So, is he saying calling Jamaica?
Yeah.
you know, who knows?
I think so. It works.
But he's saying, call me, don't try to wake her up. Yeah. There's just something that not translating there. I thought he was saying, I can always be standing up. Like, I can always be ready standing up. And he's saying, I can always sleep standing up because apparently he's sleeping at the payphone. There's a whole part where it's like the Cat in the Hat came back, wrecked a lot of havoc. And I thought it was wrecked a lot of habits. I thought it was, but there was flat background. Apparently it's, but their world was flat backgrounds. Now, here's an issue I have. This doesn't just happen with this song. It happens in Everybody Hurts, which is the track that follows Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. I thought it was When the Day Is Not Your Own, and it's When the Day Is Long.
Oh yeah.
I'm adding an extra syllable. I thought he was in the chorus saying let's join hands. He's saying don't throw hands, so it was really awkward when you go to join hands at a concert or an R.E.M. concert. Also, the track Man on the Moon, I thought it was, if you believe, they put a man on the moon. If you believe, there's nothing up there but cheese.
Because, I never knew.
The phrase,
what is the actual?
The moon is made of cheese, right? You know, that's sort of like suggesting gullibility, right? And the whole thing is about Andy Kaufman tricking you.
Yes.
It's saying, if you believe, they put a man on the moon. If you believe, there's nothing up his sleeve.
Yeah, I never knew that.
So
I always just mumbled it.
Yeah. So here's the question. Am I an REM fan if I've like misheard 20% of the lyrics?
Of course you are.
Okay.
he skips a lot of syllables. Yep.
Here's what I found.
Yep.
Nope.
I think there's lots of times where he in particular, or lots of artists in the 90s for sure, I think drop syllables or mumble or don't actually say the full word. Yeah. And there's lots of times where it's hard to know the precise.
Yeah. Or just the fact that it was being played on the radio with poor sound
quality. Sure, sure.
We all learn these songs with terrible sound quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I guess we don't have the excuse because we had like sleeves, like CD sleeves with all the lyrics typed out.
That's true.
Now you don't have that.
So. Yeah, but I didn't have them with me when I was, you know, behind the desk. I didn't have the case and the jacket, especially in college. I left that shit at my parents' house.
Right.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
So that was my number two REM, pretty much the entirety of Automatic for the People, not just the one song, Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight.
Or just REM in general. All
of those
songs.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you know, I could have gone with the whole... It's the end of the world, but again, you kind of just expect that you're not going to catch all those lyrics on that one.
Yeah.
But it's really embarrassing when you are saying there's nothing up there but cheese. Everyone looks at you like you're fucking crazy.
You're probably not the only one, though.
Yeah. And what was funny is that the way my friends ask it, they're like, oh, do you think this is really the lyric? Or you're just playing along, like
I think I always
lemon on a pear, right?
I think I always thought it was there's nothing up there to see or something like that, but still, that's not right either. So
yeah,
no one got it right. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Michael Stipe.
Yep. All right, so that was your number two.
Yep.
My number two is by Ed Sheeran. It's the song Beautiful People, And one of the first lines in the song is, "LA on a Saturday night in the summer, Lamborghinis and their rented Hummers." It's a weird song, and he says it very quickly. And me and Vivian, especially, always thought that it was Lamborghinis and they're eating hummus.
LA on a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're renting hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown.
Which
it's a
always,
bougie food,
you know, gives me the, you know, the visual of, you know, SoCal in the summer with some rich people eating some hummus. You think about it, it's like, oh yeah, they're not saying that, but what are they saying? There is no way you would guess, oh, and they're rented Hummers. Like, that's just ridiculous. They're eating hummus. so that's my number two. It was not a huge, like, it came out, like, I want to say it came out in like 2020 or something like that. It was a single, but it wasn't like a top rated single, but it was one that we kept on playing because we wanted to sing about eating hummus. So
eating hummus. Yep. You needed a song about hummus at that in time in your life.
And someday there's going to be some advertising exec that's going to make a commercial.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Promoting Saba hummus or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to change it.
Yep. So that's my number two. Caleb.
All right. So my number two is another song from the 90s from my childhood that I loved and would sing all the time. And didn't know I was singing it wrong until it was playing in the car probably a couple years back. And I was singing it and Tori looked over at me and goes, "I don't think you know the words to this song." And I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And come to find out, I have been singing the chorus wrong the whole time, which you would think I would know it because the name of the song is Hooked. But the word I was not singing right was Hooked, and that's Hooked by Blues Travelers.
Oh.
So the chorus goes,
"Because the hook brings you back."
Because the hook brings you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have always thought it was "because the heart brings you back."
Yeah, I would have thought that too.
To me, he sounds like he's saying heart. Yeah. And I still to this day will fall into where I start singing heart. Yeah. And I'm like, "No, it's not right. It's Hook."
That's a tough one,
but
though.
But I, for the longest time, thought it was heart and it's Hook. But,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Caleb, to be fair, it doesn't matter what I say as long as I sing with some inflection.
It's
yeah. 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 No, that's a good one. I love that song still. It's a
I never.
Song,
oh, it's a great song.
Yeah. Didn't know for the longest time.
I never knew why that song was called Hook. So, like, I thought the same thing, Caleb. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it fits in the song too. You know what I mean? It's not like it's completely out of left field, but
right.
Yeah.
Well, and he said, like, wrong. When he starts to belt it, it's like the heart brings you back.
Yeah.
Like it
there's
sounds
no
like
cut.
Heart. No.
Yeah. There's no cut.
Yeah. We're imagining it, but it definitely does not sound like it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be a really good karaoke song.
Mm-hmm.
Would be.
You know, you get the crowd to sing along with you. You might have to hit a few high notes in the chorus, but by and large, you're kind of speaking.
As long as you have a female singing with you.
And then you can pretend to play the harmonica.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, because there's
like a good air harmonica. You just get up there because you got that whole moment. What are you going to do to entertain the crowd?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's quite a moment. Yep.
Yeah.
Love it. That's a good one. All right. So that was your number two, Rob. Let's do our number ones.
This is the one that I'm absolutely the most embarrassed by. It doesn't make any sense. Right, like again, I gave my number five example where I thought I was following the right path. I'm just gonna play the song, see if you guys hear it.
Fate up against your will through the thick and thin.
Okay, so that is Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon.
Yep.
And honestly, their lyric, the original lyric, is beautiful. It's perfect. Fate up against your will, right? Uh-huh. For some reason, and my friends called me out on this, I thought it was Fate of the Gangster Whale. Now, what's a gangster whale? You know, I was reading Batman comics at the time. He fought King Shark, also a character of the Suicide Squad movie. Moons don't kill, and there's no such thing as a bunny man, so there's no such thing as a gangster whale. I just
we're making
it,
things
with
up
it.
Right.
Yep. I my imagination took over. And I totally misheard what is actually a really damn good lyric, Fate up against your will. That is not what I heard, and it was an embarrassing moment where, again, my friends were like, is this like the Hold Me Closer Tony Danza? I'm like, exactly.
Totally. I gotcha.
And then I went home and sobbed.
I definitely hear up against a whale. Yeah, I definitely hear that. I don't hear the gangster part, but I definitely hear against a whale. It sounds like a whale for sure.
That's my number one. The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen. Used wonderfully in Donnie Darko. Used wonderfully on a PBS commercial. So
those darn gangsta whales popping up everywhere.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. God damn it.
Cool. All right. So my number one is it's probably one of the more popular misheard lyrics that you'll hear. It's by Taylor Swift. It's from the song Blank Space. It's my Taylor Swift concert t-shirt.
Starbucks.
Starbucks lovers. The actual lyric is, got a long list of ex-lovers, but it sounds like gotta love these Starbucks lovers. And so, it's actually a funny one because a lot of her fandom has come out and, you know, said that it sounds like that, and she's embraced it. She's commented on how many people, you know, love the caffeine fueled romance song, and I like it because I'm a Starbucks fan. Love me some Starbies. So I'm good with it, but it's funny. And when I wore this shirt to the concert in Toronto last year, I got a lot of comments and a lot of like, oh, I love your shirt. I think there was even a couple people that wanted to get their picture taken with me, and it was kind of funny, but
You would say you found love in a pumpkin spice place.
Yeah, exactly. I found love in the Starbucks. Yep. So yeah, that's my number one. Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Caleb.
Okay, so my number one is the one that I literally learned I was singing the wrong words to because of our top five karaoke thing from last week. It's one of my favorite songs. It's one that I have sung out loud at concerts numerous times in the car, numerous times. I don't know if it's super embarrassing, but it is Ben Folds' Landed.
Mm-hmm.
I said that was my number two karaoke song from last
week. And it was
weekend.
A song that I loved and I was listening to ever since we had that conversation.
Yeah. So I pulled up the lyrics because I just was interested, and just because I've never actually done karaoke. And then at the end, I realized the end of the song is, it's Come Pick Me Up. And then you go, I've landed. Like that.
Yep.
Come pick me up.
And I have always just done ba's, like ba, like ba, 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 ba. It's actually up. up, 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 up. I had no idea it was that ups.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Because I knew it was, I mean, I obviously knew it was come pick me up, but then I thought he went into like, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, I said the same thing last week. I said it was the poor man's horn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I guess, okay, lyrics, so he was saying
it up. It says up, up, up. Yeah, I had no idea. I just assumed it was bup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No idea. Little look of lyrics, I kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh. Yeah. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but that is never how I've sung it. And I'm pretty sure everyone sings it. Bop, 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 bop. I don't think anybody
in a concert
sings
setting. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
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 That's It'd be curious. I wonder, because Ben Folds actually has some live albums, and that song is on a live album.
It is. It is.
And I wonder if maybe I'll. That's the other thing too, is I'm guilty of listening to a lot of live albums or live tracks for a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if maybe the crowd overpowered it, and that's why I've always misunderstood or misheard it, or didn't appreciate the fact that he's actually doing some poetry there.
Yeah.
but also those two words, when you say
are
them,
very close,
sound the same. Yeah. Like you say up, 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 it sounds like bop, up, 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 up. Like it's just how you're
They're
spelling.
Very close. Sure. Yeah.
Well, one's an onomatopoeia and one's an actual word.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's actually using a word, not just doing the poor man's horn.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. That's a good one. I like it. Cool. So we want to, you got any honorable mentions, Rob?
Oh, I have three here.
Okay.
I have more, but I've limited myself to three.
Yeah.
The first one is, this one I'm going to say it's not my fault. And it's from Beyonce, Single Ladies. Hold me tighter than my very own jeans is what I thought.
Uh-huh.
And she's saying, hold me tighter than my Darien jeans, which is a brand that she launched of jeans.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't.
Yeah,
I
never would have known.
Frankly, either one would have worked, right? Like, if Darien jeans are her very own jeans, Beyonce's very own jeans line,
those are her very own jeans. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the other one I'm a little more embarrassed about is from a chorus of a very well-known song. It's a moment of begging and pleading, and I thought it was spare him his life just this once, will you please?
Yeah.
But in Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, it is actually spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Oh, yeah.
But again, if you have any sense of poetry, like spare him his life just this once, will you please? I mean, it still fits. The cadence fits. The intentionality of the words fits. But I was, alas, wrong. And then this other one. This last one, it's actually one that a lot of people apparently get wrong, and somebody this weekend actually admitted that they were hearing it as Rock the Cash Bar.
Oh, yeah.
At a wedding. But I swore that there was a commercial, and I had to, like, I was looking and Googling, and I don't know if I just slipped in from a parallel universe or if I'm doing my own Mandela effect, but I swore there was a commercial that said, where Rock the Cash Bar by The Clash was got to be set. Rock the Cash Bar got to be satisfied. I thought it was got there was to be a, satisfied.
There was a radio commercial that I feel like they blew through like four or five different possible phrases of that. So that might be what.
Well,
you
there
heard
was from. There was another ad where some people thought it was Rock stack the cat box.
Rock, yeah, that was one of
or
them.
Or Rock the Cat Box, or I've heard other things like, but you know, a lot of people apparently think it's Rock the Cash Bar.
Yeah.
But I didn't even hear the rock. I heard that. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. So those are my three honorable mentions.
Okay.
Single Lady by Beyonce, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and Rock the Cash Bar by The Clash.
Nice. Good ones, good ones. Okay, my honorable mentions are the song, the first one is the song Good as Hell from Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes, I do my hair toss, check my nails. And we always thought it said, I do my hair toss, Chick-fil-A. Quickly knew that's
close.
Not what it was, but
it's close.
Couldn't really tell what she was actually saying.
A little too close. I don't want any hair in my Chick-fil-A. Actually, I don't want any Chick-fil-A.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Let's just put aside the fact that I don't want any Chick-fil-A, but I certainly don't want any hair in my fried chicken sandwiches.
Exactly. Another one is another Charlie XCX song from, it's the song 360. The actual word is drop down, yeah, looking like an icon, work angles, yeah. And the misheard lyric was looking like an icon, weak ankles, yeah. It's like she's embracing the fact that she's got weak ankles, but she's still rocking it, you know?
Yep.
So that's one. And then the other one, which I
kill you.
The one that I alluded to earlier, the Bon Jovi song, was shot through the heart and you're to blame. You give love a Band-Aid. That's what I thought it was as a kid. As a kid, you can't blame me. I was a kid. But yeah, those are my honorable mentions. I have more, but those are the ones that stand out to me.
Yep. Nice.
Okay.
How about Caleb? What do you got?
I didn't really have any honorable mentions. I mean, I went through like online lists and stuff, and you know, I know there are ones, you know, like the Tony Danza for Tiny Dancer. Yeah. That's another one. It's just fun to sing it that way. I know that that's not the words, but there's
nothing.
You sing
it as "Hold Me Close, Young Tony Danza."
No, "Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza." I know there are other songs that I have sung wrong. I just couldn't. None of them came to mind while I was trying to put the list together. So, I don't have any other honorable mentions.
No worries. You good? That was a fun one.
You know, this is the thing. We talked about karaoke and the misheard lyrics. I feel like next week's topic's got to be another music related topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's work on a theme here. So, Caleb, I think it's your turn, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of had two thoughts and want to know what you guys, if you had a preference one or the one way or the other. One is to stick with the kind of the lyric theme and be like, what's just like your favorite lyric from a song? Mm. Like I just love this lyric from this song, or verse or whatever, however long it has to be. Or getting off the lyric side, if we've done too much lyric, is your top five artists and or albums that you owned as a kid.
Mm. Oh.
Like your top five or first five, however you want to label that as.
I'm fine with either one, actually.
Yeah, those both sound really good.
It'd be really funny if I say my number one for next week for the favorite lyric is Fate Up Against Your Will.
Yeah. Gangster Whale.
I mean, it is a good lyric. I'm like, I wish I had heard it correctly the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the lyric one will take a little more legwork and probably research, whereas the album one is a pretty, I would think, a pretty easy, quick list to throw together. So, no one has a preference either way.
No, I could. I'll enjoy both of them. Won't be a lot of work for me if we do the lyric one, but either one is totally fine.
Okay, I'm more intrigued by the albums that you guys had as kids than anything. So
cool.
Let's do that.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. If you had some misheard lyrics, definitely let us know. Either just by finding us at the bar, or texting us, or find us on Facebook, or wherever you find us. Let us know.
Well, I think we should mention right before we started recording, a friend of ours sent something about AC/DC. I didn't have a chance to watch it, but Jay, you watched it.
Yes, it was Back in Black. Denise sent it, and apparently we've never mentioned Denise on our podcast before. So hi, Denise.
Shout out, Denise.
Fuck it was. That bitch.
She's gonna love that. It was it's basically just I don't think it was misheard as much as it was just like alternate lyrics for the song Back in Black, but maybe we'll share it on our Facebook page or something, or however I'll figure out a way to share it, but it was pretty funny. I was listening to it just as Rob came on and I was laughing, so I think we can end it there, and get going on studying for our top five albums we owned as a kid.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, guys. Okay. Have a good week.
Listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com, or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.